Yes, let's. Thank you, Craig. 4060, the Central Coast. As I told you last hour, today's the big San Luis Obispo Chamber of Commerce Business Expo happening out at the Alex Madonna Expo Center. Our own Andy Morris is going to be there all night or whatever. Here he is now. Hey, Andy.
All night? I don't think all night. We'll settle for the next 3 hours, Dave.
It may seem like all night by the time you're done.
It may. We have got some of the best of the best of the San Luis Obispo Chamber of Commerce here tonight. And I don't have an exact count, but hundreds of businesses are in the Madonna Inn Expo Center. And we are here ready to go for you to come on by and find out about what's going on with their businesses. And we're talking financial people. We're talking the caterers and the San Luis Botanical Garden. We've got so many people here ready to tell you about the services they offer and encourage you also to become a member of the Chamber if you've got a local business. If you're not here, you should be. The gates are open as of right now, so people are starting to come in. Dave, I'll check in with you again in just a little bit. It's Andy Morris out and about at the Expo.
And what we emphasize, this is a free event, right, Andy, to the public?
Absolutely free. You come on out, and you're going to meet and greet with a whole bunch of different local businesses who would love to tell you what they're doing here on the Central Coast.
Including American General Media, right? Do we have a booth?
Yep. Yeah, well, we are here. I'm spending most of my time with a microphone in my hand talking to folks at the booth.
Okay.
But we'd love to have you come by and say hi. You betcha.
So people can come look out for Andy Morris. He'll be the best-looking guy there. Just go up to him and say, hi, Andy.
Just, I've got a spotlight right above me, so just look for the glare, and you'll be able to find me.
And there, how long does that go tonight? Do you know, 8?
It's going until 7 o'clock tonight.
Okay. So head on over to the Alex Madonna Expo Center, and Andy's going to be checking in a couple times between now and 7 o'clock.
Sounds good, Dave. Thank you much.
All right, Andy. Have fun. Be safe. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Craig, I need you. Are you there?
Yes, I am here, and I'm on the phone with somebody asking for me.
All right, well, I'm going to need you, so lose the call when you can. All right, this is what I know, is that at 5:05, Jennifer Stover is going to be here. We're going to talk about men and women in the age of Me Too. Then we're going to introduce you to Derek Sen, local singer-songwriter. He's got a brand new CD out called How Could a Man? He's going to have his CD release party. Now, this is interesting.
What you got?
I got nothing. So I have two guests scheduled from Race Matters. They're supposed to be here today at 4 o'clock. They didn't show up, so I just texted the one, and we don't need to mention names right now. And I just said, well, are you on your way to the radio station? Hope so, because they weren't here. She just texted back Thursday at 6 o'clock, yes? Did I get the day wrong? Because I'm in Santa Barbara doing a training for the police department.
Oh, well. So she'll be here in like 30 minutes?
Yeah. Okay. All right.
All right. This is what makes radio fun.
But it's the second time it's happened this month, and I'm not pointing blame. I mean,
so you're gonna hit your calendars and see where the fault lies.
I'm gonna go to the calendar, but I know on this one, because I got the paper trail.
We got the paper trail. So you got the computer out. You got the emails. You're gonna start a forensic investigation.
One of the things we're gonna talk about is this mini controversy with the film at the Slow Film Festival. LaQuisha?
Oh, yeah, it's a masterpiece. I heard it's the next Citizen Kane. the movie looks great. Is there controversy around it, or is it something that I guess is just kind of dying out? Because it was a selection, for those people out there that don't know, it was, I guess, selected for the Slow Film Festival, but before it showed, it was dropped from the festival, and I use the description of kind of a Robin Williams bit, circa 1979 to 85, mixed with like a 90s rom-com, and with the cheesy premise of somebody pretending to be someone or something that they are not. I remember there was a movie, C. Thomas Howell movie back in the 80s, where he was pretending to be black to get into college. And it's kind of like that, but with just a voice. And it's just this horrible impression. And the thing is, I know people are saying that, you know, it's not politically correct, even there's some racism. But to me, what's not correct about the movie is how bad it looks. I mean, the trailer is just horrible. And I have no idea how something like this could possibly get made.
All right.
Checking
okay.
It out.
Yeah. Oh, I see what happened. I see.
Is it you?
It's both of us. It's both of us. She said her and again, this is, we're just taking it behind the scenes here because we got some time here. She said she could do either day at either the time that I offered. And that's where we left it at. All right.
So,
all right,
it's a little bit on both sides.
4:12 on Hometown Radio. Dave Congleton, Craig Hill. We'll take the break early. We'll come back and we'll see where the hour takes us. We're live. We're local. We're Hometown Radio. Four 16 on the Central Coast. You're listening to the Dave Congleton Show. I'm Dave. Craig is here as well. All right, Craig, here's the news headlines I'm seeing. The Tribune is saying that the gas prices, what do you pay for gas at
yes.
the Sinclair station?
Yeah.
What are you paying?
Today it went up to what was it, 69, I think it was? Not quite, 79? Somewhere in there.
The Tribune is claiming that Slo County gas prices are finally stopping rising. The question is when they're going to fall back below $4. And then what we shared with you last hour, Cal Fire has decided that PG&E was the cause of the campfire. Destroyed the town of Paradise, killed 85 people. And as Craig found out from those of you who called in, and thank you for that, today's Amgem tour of California. So there's some road closures and delays.
Mm-hmm.
And Craig was also explaining about Lakeisha, the movie. You can see the trailer. I think I'll pass.
I was even thinking about posting it on the on our site, but it's so bad.
Why give the guy the publicity?
It's just horrible.
And we also lost the Slo County Public Works Director, Karen Vealey, at Cal Coast News, broke that story. He quit suddenly after women started complaining about his alleged behavior. So,
did you see the photo of that guy? It looks like a computer-generated image of what somebody... Like, if somebody was missing when they were 10, and then they're kind of transposing to 20 years later what they would look like, that's what it looks like. I didn't know it was a real photo. I thought it was like a computer simulation photo of somebody before I read the article.
So we have some time today. We throw up the phone lines. We welcome your phone calls. 805-543-8830.
800-549-5832.
Well, take this opportunity to give you a chance. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. We do this on Fridays with our open line, and when things don't work out with the guests, we do that too.
Boom, easy.
Boom. You can call and say hi. You can promote an event. You can ask a question. You can bring up an issue that we have talked about on the airwaves. You want to go in a different direction? That's fine too. Part of me wants to talk about Alabama, and part of me just wants to stay away from it for now.
Yeah, that's something.
I'm just going to let that settle for a little bit.
Yeah, I wanted to touch on the PG&E thing.
Okay.
That finding out that the fire was their responsibility or their fault, but are they culpable for it? Because did they take steps to try to stop it from happening, and it didn't work? I mean, did they purposely, were they negligent?
Oh, that's going to be a great question. Yeah, if you're just tuning in, that's the headline. Cal Fire released a statement earlier today that on the basis of their investigation, PG&E is responsible for the campfire. All right, let's take a call. We'll start with Mark in San Luis on KVEC. Hi, Mark.
Hey, Dave. Hi, Mark. I have a question. Why not get somebody, I'd like to hear somebody from the forest fighting department, not the city or county, but someone who fights these large forest fires. And see about, I know the state stopped control burning 10 years ago, and I would like to hear their method of what we should do about these fires because this brush that the gentleman I got the brief end of, you know, getting 10 feet high, or six or seven feet high again, it's almost indefensible. And I know that the California Indians used to burn California from one end to the other, and I know our Forest Department used to do it, and we've stopped. And it would be nice to have that answer, because I just feel like we're indefensible the way it's going. And anyway, that was my...
No, that's a great idea. If people didn't hear the last thing with Sid Carr, the gentleman from the Vantana Alliance, the one downside to having all the rain this season, and we have more rain on the way, is that now there's going to be all this underbrush and growth growing more than normal. And when fire season comes around, that's just going to be kindling for the fire.
And you know, he pointed out it's 10-year growth now because it hasn't burned for, you know, decades. And so that's thick and strong, and, you know, and it's, you know, and there's no way you're going to defend against that. And, you know, we may have to take an active controlled burning stance in California. And there may be some places maybe you should just shouldn't be building homes in California. I know that's hard to say, but, you know, it just, it's going to be interesting how many billions we're going to continue to spend.
Well, Mark, as you know, that's been an ongoing debate. People want to get further and further away from urban areas. They want the country life, or developers who want to develop where previously it was unheard of. And now there's danger because, there's no water, there's no fire protection, you're treading on wildlife. All sorts of issues stem up from it.
Yeah, I think we need to have a good, not yoke global warming, which I don't doubt that that's happening, but let's have a debate based on facts. You know, like Paradise Valley, everyone had a 300 to 500, though 84 people died, everyone had a 300 to 500 gallon propane tank in their backyard, less than 15 feet from the house. And maybe we should look at all that. And anyway, I'd love to hear an expert, not from the city or the county, but someone who's actually knows what they're doing, has been in those kind of fires, and see what the preventative methods could be, or if maybe there's not. I don't know.
That's
I
a really great don't suggestion.
Know. It'd be interesting.
I like that. And I know some people I can call. All right. Thank you very much, Mark. I like that suggestion. Alan's in San Luis on KVEC. Hey, Alan.
Hey, Dave. I thought I'd change the subject to Tim Conway.
It's sad
that we just lost him.
Yeah.
What an amazing talent that guy had.
And you were talking about him yesterday, Craig.
Yeah.
You liked him, Tim Conway.
Yeah, I was a big fan of his, and I used to do the Dorf impression when he came out with that Dorf on golf thing when I was a kid. I would do the shoes on the knees, and... Yeah, very funny, and I loved his dry humor. He was that straight man who just wasn't a straight man. He was kind of the buffoonish straight man.
What? Go ahead, Alan.
I was just going to say, he's one of those, again, you can tell when somebody has the timing, the facial expressions, the voice, the whole thing. That's something that few people have that.
Well, one of my favorite Tim Conway spots is the Larry Sanders Show with Gary Shandling, where he played himself. And you know, when these stars go on the talk shows, they always get the pre-interview. What do you want to talk about? What do you want to talk about? And in this episode, Tim Conway playing himself, Alan, played a real jerk. Because the woman was trying to set up the interview with him, and she clearly was clueless. And he was in the sequel to Speed 2.
Oh, no.
And so he snaps at the woman. He says, just tell Larry to ask me about Speed 2, right? And she's so intimidated by the guy, and he's Tim Conway playing himself.
Yeah.
And then they cut to Tim Conway on the couch, and sure enough, Larry Sanders asks him about Speed 2, and he goes on for 5 minutes, just joke after joke after joke after joke. It was absolutely brilliant that he was able to do the joke part, but he was also willing to come across as a jerk.
Just for the setup, yeah. He didn't take himself too seriously. He has a great autobiography that came out 2 or 3 years ago called What's So Funny. That is really worth reading, that book. It was fabulous.
And, Craig, you were saying yesterday his son's a radio host on KFI, or was?
Hmm. Yeah, he still is down in L.A.
Is he Tim Conway Jr.?
Yes.
Have you heard that show, Alan?
He's got a great show, too. And he sounds like his dad. It's really weird to listen to.
I've seen photos of him. So he does a show on KFI and he's just a radio guy.
Well, as long as he's good at it, I mean, the name got him the spot, but if he puts on a good show, there, yeah, I like that.
Well,
I saw Conway and Corman, they came to the pack, oh, 10, 12 years ago. I'm glad I did, because Harvey Korman didn't live much longer than that, and so I was glad to be able to see those two together.
Harvey Korman and Tim Conway were here?
Yeah.
I don't know how I missed it. I know Carol Burnett was here.
I missed that one, but I saw the two of them. Yeah.
Carol Burnett was here back in the 90s, because the Cal Poly Arts director at the time was Ralph Hoskins. Hmm. And when he came on the radio, he told the show she stayed at the Madonna Inn, and she moved to three different rooms in one night because she was looking for the right mattress.
Oh, no.
And she needed a mattress that was hard enough, and it wasn't to her satisfaction. And so, and I'm not saying she was a prima donna. It's just that the mattress wasn't what she wanted, so they kept having to move her around.
I almost wonder, that's such a takeoff on what she did. Like, was it on Broadway? It's called Once Upon a Mattress.
Right.
The musical based on Princess and the Pea. And that's funny if she really was like that in real life, or she was spoofing him. But that would be a lot of work to put people through for that.
I think that's the way she was. And again, not suggesting she's a prima donna. Maybe she had back issues.
Yeah.
You know, it was of concern to her. It's just she wanted the mattress to be just so.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
It could be a sleep issue. We don't know.
That's the best story I've heard about any celebrity visiting the Central Coast. Carol Burnett and her mattress.
And her mattress. Oh, well, that's the way it goes. But but her show, again, the talent, Conway Corman and all the other ones, Vicki Lawrence, just...
You can watch those skits and they're still funny today.
Yeah, they still hold up. Oh, yeah, that stuff never gets dated. The whole spoof on Gone with the Wind, and it just goes on and on and on.
Well, the dentist sketch, I think, is a classic.
Oh, that was Tim amazing.
I was reading the obituary of Tim Conway. That was based on a true story about when he was in the military. He had a tooth problem, and he went to a military dentist, and the guy was so bad, he put the needle through Tim Conway's cheek and went into his finger.
Oh, geez.
And that was the basis for the sketch.
Okay. The things we do to get ideas for sketches. That's okay.
All the good stuff is drawn from real life.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, Alan, thanks for the call. If you're just tuning in, I want to refer back to the 305 segment. Haley Nannadell was our first guest, the filmmaker with slow motion films. She's going to be bringing these outdoor films on a regular basis to San Luis Obispo. And Saturday night at the Fremont Theater, they're going to begin their presentations with 1, 2, 3, 4 different so-called outdoor films. Doors open at 7 o'clock. The films begin at 8 o'clock. I think you might want to check into that. Here's what we're going to be doing. We're going to go to California Headline News and ABC Radio News, find out what's happening out there. Craig has the very latest in Time Saver traffic and weather together. We'll get another update from Andy Morris, who is out at the Alex Madonna Expo Center with the Chamber of Commerce Expo at the Expo. And we'll take more of your calls, followed by a conversation with Jennifer Stover and some live music from Derek Senn. We're live, we're local, we're Hometown Radio. All right, Craig, thank you. Let's let's go back out to the Alex Madonna Expo Center. Andy Morris is at the Chamber of Commerce Expo. Andy, what's happening?
Can you possibly guess, David, the number one asked question at the KBEC booth so far?
Is Dave Congleton really that big of a butthead?
No, they say, where is Dave Congleton? Yeah. Everybody wants to say hi. I've got a list I'm going to bring back to the radio station that is long and distinguished.
You're too kind. You're too kind.
The Chamber of Commerce wants to know where Dave Congleton is today.
This is Pepper's idea.
That's okay. I'm having fun. I love being out here. I love getting to meet some of the businesses because, you know, you hear about them, you see them. In fact, in just a little bit, we're going to be talking with the gang from San Luis Obispo Botanical Garden. Lindsay is sitting here next to me. And, you know, some things I never would have got to find out about had I not been here. And so it's pretty cool.
Well, I'm glad you're down on the floor, because the years I did it, we were always up on the balcony there, so we never got to mingle with anybody.
Oh, we're doing a ton of mingling here today. So they can come by. It's open to the public. It's absolutely free, and there are hundreds of local businesses here just loving to give you some free candy or a stick of licorice and tell you a little bit about their business.
So it's open till 7 o'clock at the Alex Benon Expo Center. It's free and informative.
Yes, exactly. I couldn't have said it better myself.
And Andy, are you there by yourself at the AGM table, or is anybody else with
you?
No,
I have the famous Will I Is here with me today, and so he's holding down the floor with me.
All right. Well, tell Will we said hi.
All right. We'll do so. I'll check in with you again in about a half hour, okay?
Okay, buddy. Andy Morris, at the Chamber Expert.
Give me a kiss to build a dream on, and my imagination will thrive upon that kiss.
Is that our Will?
Yeah, Will the Thrill.
Will the Thrill. What's his name?
What last name?
Yeah.
Pompey? Well,
yeah, Pompey.
Well,
what do you call it?
Will I Is. Well, that's a takeoff. There's a band, the Black Eyed Peas, and they all kind of spell their names. So William in the Black Eyed Peas is Will I Am.
Yeah, I get that.
And so instead of calling him Will, it's Will I Is. Like, I is Will. If you have to explain it, it doesn't work.
No, I get it. They might be listening, so. All right, top of the hour at CBC Radio News, Jennifer Stover. After that, singer-songwriter Tarek Sen after that. Peggy Cotin's going to be here tomorrow. Dr. Fred Vernacchia wants to come in and talk about some new regulations in the city of San Luis Obispo. Guy Rathbun will be here as well. On Friday, we're going to ask you about your favorite teachers. C.C. Davis, who used to work here way back in the day, and then she got smart and she became a teacher, suggested we talk about that. So I want you to think about that between now and Friday. On Monday, get ready, Craig. You're going to be busy, I hope, because Lance Parker and Brett Cross are going to have an old-fashioned debate on issues facing San Luis Obispo.
Really? Like, in the same room?
Yeah.
Not on the phone?
Nope. They're both going to be together. Well, you saw Brett challenged Lance to a debate, and Lance accepted. And I said, okay, Monday at 5, they're going to debate all sorts of stuff related to San Luis. Should be good.
Who do you think is going to win on that one?
I respect them both. You know who's going to win? The listeners.
The listeners, yes. Great answer.
Phone lines are open. We're just running an open line this hour. We welcome your phone calls. 805-543-8830.
800-549-5832.
You can call and talk about anything you want to talk about. You just want to say hi? That's all right. You got a question? You want to promote an event? You want to revisit an issue? You want to bring up a new issue? I mean, here we go, Craig. Jury awards $2 billion, not million, $2 billion in the Roundup cancer case. California jury awarded more than $2 billion to a couple who claimed they contracted cancer from the weed killer Roundup.
Yeah.
$2 billion.
I think that might be whittled down a little bit.
Alameda County jury awarded more than $2 billion in damages in a verdict against Monsanto.
And that's not a class action, is it? It's just a single
Alva and
person.
Alberto of Livermore.
So two people.
Claimed they contracted non-Hodgkin's lymphoma as a result of the Roundup use. Well, and when Cliff Stepp was here, he was talking about Roundup and not to use Roundup.
Yeah, now I'm all paranoid about it because I do have some at my house. I haven't used it yet. And now I'm looking at it like it's, you know, gasoline and matches. Like, should I even
Last August, a San Francisco jury awarded $289 million to a plaintiff in a Roundup lawsuit. After the case was appealed, a judge decreased the award to a measly $78 million.
Yeah, that sounds more of what is going to happen in this case, too. There's no way. I mean, it's not. It's like this crazy. Why don't they just say a bajillion dollars? Because there's no way these people are getting paid $2 billion for this.
I think part of it is just to send a message. We know that the award is going to be cut, but we want to show how seriously we take this situation. So we want to put in the billions. It gets your attention.
Yeah, but once again, it's like the fire situation. You have to prove that they were negligent and they honestly, that they knew that it was harmful and did nothing versus they thought in good faith that it was a good product and did not realize to actually warrant an award of that size.
805-543-8830. 800-549-5832. By the way, check out our website at 920kvec.com. Back on the phones we go. Jeff is in Morro Bay on KVEC. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, David. How's it going?
Well, good. Jeff, how are you today?
I'm doing very well. Two things to talk to you about quickly. One is I am excited to hear that Brett and Lance are going to have that debate on Monday. Both smart guys and both good debaters, so that proves to be very entertaining. But here's my question. Are you going to have any type of fact checker?
Any kind of fact checker?
Yes, because in a debate like that, either one of those fellows can say either thing that they want to try and prove their point, and sometimes, actually both of them, on housing-related issues, I've heard them say some things that aren't entirely true. So it would be an interesting concept for you to see if you can find come up with some type of fact checker along the way.
Jeff, are you volunteering to be the fact checker?
Potentially. I'll check my schedule out on Monday. We might be able to do that remotely. And yeah, with Google in front of me, anything housing related, I can generally be a pretty good proxy on.
You could be monitoring.
Google in front of me, I can check that as well.
You could monitor, and then you could text me any factual errors they're making.
Okay, there we go. The second thing is, I haven't gotten back to you on a topic. I do have a topic. And here we go. I'm just going to spring this to you on the air. It's a little bit off the beaten path, but I think the listeners, as a matter of fact, maybe listeners will call in after this and say thumbs up or thumbs down. Here is a topic, and this is something I've had a personal experience with, near-death experience. So we
really
could talk about my near-death experience. I think you probably qualify these days as well, and then perhaps we could have other callers call in and talk about their near-death experience and how it changed their life and how they're dealing with it today.
Let me go to Craig. Craig, what do you think about that idea? Near-death experience.
Yeah, I've had one. I think a lot of people have had one.
I am having one now. Between 4 and 5.
Yeah, and we could. I don't know if we want to get into rating the near-death experiences. Some people have been in car accidents where they literally died and came back. I drowned, or almost drowned. I broke my neck and actually kind of went away for a second and came back. So I don't know. We'll see what you think. And
I like that.
Some of the listeners think maybe we'll go there in the next week or two.
Yeah. I'll follow up with you, Jeff. I like that topic.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Belated happy birthday to you, David.
Thank you, sir.
Good to hear your voice. And, fact checker on Monday. We'll see if we can do it.
I like that. All right, Jeff. Thank you. Yes, we're not making this up. Brett Cross, Lance Parker are going to have a friendly debate Monday starting at 5 o'clock. I'm going to give them all the time they want to address the issues they think are facing San Luis Obispo. And Jeff just called in to offer to come in and talk about near-death experiences. I have no problem with that. I think it'd be an interesting topic.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always looking for stuff that's different that we haven't talked about. And if we've talked about that on this show, it's been a really long time.
I do not recall it.
Craig and I, we're prone to go in just about any direction. The only time we hesitate is chemtrails.
I think that was one of the early experiences I had with this show when I was just coming back from the fair or something, and I turned it on, and one person mentioned chemtrails. And then the whole show got just sidetracked, derailed on chemtrails.
Was it you or was Joe who was here when we had the guy on from Shasta? He was the chemtrail expert. He ended up 3 hours on. It was a Friday show. And he was supposed to be Friday from 4 to 5. But he was getting so many phone calls, and people were so engrossed with what he had to say, we just kept him for the whole 3 hours. And, of course, he was explaining chemtrails.
That might have been Joe.
You've been here 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, we'll break away, come back for our last segment this hour. I'm Dave Congleton along with Craig Hill. This is Hometown Radio on AM 920, FM 96.5, News Talk, KVEC.
Every day, it's are getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. Love like yours will surely come my way.
Top of the hour, it's ABC Radio News. Then Jennifer Stover is scheduled to join us. We'll also continue with our regular check-ins with Andy Morris, who is out at the San Luis Obispo Chamber of Commerce Business Expo. By the way, we're going to have the new chamber. I believe James is going to be with us on Tuesday. We're going to meet the new head of the San Luis Obispo Chamber of Commerce. Diane and Arroyo Grande is not happy with the segment we did yesterday during the 4 o'clock hour with Dr. Gene Nelson. He represented a group he put together called Green Nuclear Power. I'm not going to read the whole thing. She says the information Gene Nelson gave yesterday was incomplete, selective, misleading, and in the case of the intended length of operation, untrue. He made no mention of the hazards of the radioactive waste. Anyone listening to him that was not aware of the facts of the devastating dangers of nuclear waste could have been misled into supporting his initiative, thinking they were protecting the planet from pollution. There is no greater pollution than radioactive waste, exclamation mark. There is still no plan to effectively dispose or contain it. And Diane suggests that we follow up on this with Mothers for Peace. Why, we haven't heard from them in forever. And again, Diane, I appreciate your writing. This is a show without a particular point of view. And sometimes people criticize that, but I have views, Craig has views, but mainly what we try to do here is give you a chance to air your views. And Gene Nelson, I wouldn't call him a regular, but I think yesterday was the third time he's been on the show. He's knowledgeable and articulate. I don't agree with him. He was trying to argue yesterday that he is going to figure out a way to keep Diablo Canyon open. He certainly has the right to do that, but I honestly believe that train has left the station. And towards the end of the interview, and if you missed the podcast is online at 920kvc.com, I asked him if he could name a single elected official, a single government official in the county who was willing to help him keep Diablo Canyon open, and he said, well, I have some homework to do. I'm still waiting to hear from Dr. Nelson on that. So anyway, we're just taking your phone calls until 5 o'clock. If you want to join us, we would like to hear from you now, please. 805-543-8830.
800-549-5832.
We're just sitting around taking your calls. You can call and talk about anything you want. As we always say, less than 2% of the people listening to talk radio will ever pick up the phone and actually call in. So this could be your chance to call into a live radio show. You call and say hi.
Yeah.
Promote an event.
Talk about your theories on life.
Ask a question. Revisit an issue. Bring up a new issue. You were about to say, sir?
Well, I was just thinking, what if radioactive waste became the super fuel of the future? And we'd be set. Because you go back to the 1800s, kerosene is what powered the country. And there was a byproduct that was completely useless. It was just garbage. They put it in the rivers, and it flowed down the rivers. And that byproduct was gasoline. And now look at us. Our whole economy revolves around gasoline. So possibly some very smart people, they need to get these scientists on it and find a way to turn radioactive waste into the future fuels. So boom.
Let's get right on that.
Right on it. But it could, you know, I'm saying there could be a use for it sometime down the road. If we put our minds to it, we can accomplish everything and anything.
805-543-8830.
800-549-5832.
Those are the numbers that bring into the conversation. But maybe you're shy. That's all right. Craig and I are here.
You know what we could do is just hit like the two hot button topics. Bikes and, like you mentioned before, the chemtrails. Just mention those two words.
Don't you know that bikes cause chemtrails?
They do. I've heard that. They actually have these canisters, and then the chemtrail comes off the bike. And then they ride too wide on a single lane, bike lane, and get in my way. Mm-hmm. Twice today. Mm-hmm. South Bay Boulevard, Los Osos Valley Road.
I don't know how a bicyclist can ride South Bay Boulevard.
No, neither do I.
I mean, it's narrow enough as it is for a car.
Yeah.
I don't know how a bicycle can do that.
They did it too wide today, and also on LVR. And 2 days ago, guy went right rolling, gave me a hand like he was going through a stop sign and didn't stop, but he gave me the hand out like, I'm cool, bro. Don't worry about me. I'm just going to keep rolling through this stop sign because I know you have to stop. Gave me one of those. That was, 2 days ago on 9th Street in Los Osos. Thanks, dude, for giving me the hand.
Cool. I thought that bicyclists had to obey the same traffic laws as drivers.
Not if they give you, like, the hand out to let you, like, don't worry about it.
Show me.
Put your hand out like you're going to do, like, a high five, but put it a little bit low.
Yeah.
That tells drivers that I don't need to obey the laws because I'm cool, but I know you are, so we're good.
Hmm.
And I'm going to keep going about my way.
A week from Friday, I'm very pleased that our good friend Tom Mattson is going to be in town, and he is going to be our special guest on the Friday before Memorial Day weekend. Of course, we will be away on Memorial Day, and Tom is going to be inviting everyone to join him and John Lindsay and a cast of others at the Lost at Sea Memorial Service in Cayucas at 3 p.m. on that Monday afternoon. Back on the phones we go. Melinda calls from Paso on KVEC. Hey, Melinda.
Hi, Dave. This is Melinda? A subject you and I passionately disagree about.
Okay.
Barking dogs. I have lots of neighbors with dogs, just about every neighbor, and they bark at 3 in the morning. They bark at 4 in the morning. The neighbors couldn't care less. They just don't hear their own dogs barking, but the rest of us have to listen to it.
And where? Now,
my feeling is it's the owner's fault, not the dog's fault. The dog's just being a dog.
Right. And so how do we disagree on that, Melinda?
Well, I got the impression that you didn't agree with it because I had tried commenting on that when they were talking about how noisy cities are, and I got nowhere with it.
I don't remember that exchange, but I don't like barking dogs, and I, like you, blame the owner. When I was living in Napomo, there was a house across the street and two houses down. I don't know what the owners did, but on a regular basis, they were away at night. And the dog would be barking at 2, 3, 4 in the morning for a good half hour, probably because it was outside on its own and didn't want to be neglected.
Right, and I think that the neighbor next door to me does that. He's got a German Shepherd to guard his business equipment. He's a contractor, and I understand that, but in the middle of December when it's 22 degrees, the dog shouldn't be outside barking. And the other neighbors, they just have the little yappers that just anytime anyone comes within vicinity of their home, you got the little yapping going on for 15 minutes. And I don't know the solution to it. I just know I'm really tired of it. And yes, I am a cat person, but I like dogs that are well behaved. And that generally means their owner has taken the time to train them. So can dogs be better handled so that they don't bark like that?
Yes. And step one would be calling animal services, and they will either call or send an officer out to talk to the offending party. And without mentioning you by name, but would say, we've been getting complaints about your barking dog, and you need to get your dog under control or you will be cited. That happens.
Oh, because I was always under the impression if you call the police to complain, they're just going to say, you just need to work it out with your neighbor.
Yeah, but animal services will deal with the barking dog issue.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that's good to know. I'm glad I called.
You do not disagree. You and I do not disagree, Melinda.
Okay, good to know.
All right, dear.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye.
We got Andy Morris at the Chamber of Commerce. Andy, what's happening at the Alex Madonna Expo Center?
Well, I tell you what, Dave, we are here for Expo at the Expo, and a whole bunch of people dropping by and say, hey, make sure when you talk to Dave, you tell him we said hi. So you are definitely missed up here. And we've got just hundreds and hundreds of businesses. One of the folks I talked to just a little bit ago was our buddy Artie from Couchy Palace. And when you walk in the front door, that's the first place that you're going to bump into. And they've got so many exciting things going there. I want to let you know, too, that over the course of the next few days on First Look, I'll be taking some of the interviews I do between talking with you, and we're going to be putting those on the air. So you're going to get to hear about some really cool Central Coast businesses during the morning show over the next week or so.
So is this the Tachi Palace in Lemoore?
Yes.
They've come?
They've got a booth set up. They're a member of the San Luis Obispo Chamber of Commerce. See, a lot of people don't realize Tachi Palace is, like from my house, it's less than 70 minutes. It's a quick trip over there. It's very, very close.
John Lindsay and I and Marilyn and our friend Deborah all went to Tachi Palace one night. That's where we saw Glenn Campbell in concert. $35 a ticket. The place was half empty. It was one of the saddest evenings of my life to see what Glenn Campbell had come to at the end of his career.
Yeah, I'll bet that was. Boy, I bet it was something you remember.
Yeah, 3 months later they announced he was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. So we were at the last concert he gave before they made that announcement.
Yep.
For what it's worth.
At least you got to see him.
Is there food? Are they giving out food?
Well, there is food, but the food is actually at all the vendors because we've got folks here. In fact, coming up in just a little bit, we're going to be talking with one of San Luis Obispo's famous chocolatiers from Mama Ganache. So that'll be one of the interviews we have on the air tomorrow morning. So you can walk around from booth to booth. You can sample, Panera Bread has got a booth set up. They've got food all over the place here, and the cool part is it's absolutely free.
So people should get out the Alex Madonna Expo Center. What are they doing for parking there, Andy?
They are shuttling people up the hill. You can park down below. They've got special parking up top. They've got parking all over the place, and they've got a couple of different shuttles to bring people up, too.
All right. Sounds like you're having a good time there, Andy Morris. Behave yourself.
Always having a great time. We'll check in with you again just after ABC News, okay?
All right, buddy. Thank you. Andy Morris, Expo at the Expo. It's open until 7 o'clock. It's free. Check it out. Off we go. We've got ABC Radio News. Craig has the latest in Time Saver traffic and weather together. We'll spend a minute with Andy Morris and Jennifer Stover, followed by a conversation with Derek Senn. We're live, we're local. It's the Dave Congleton Show.